It's early evening, immediately after the close of our last episode, when Suzanne Barclay gave up, surrendered to her fear of the man called Gus. When Perry Mason questioned her, the terrified girl made a pitiful pretense of having lost her memory. Doggedly kept up her pretense despite Mason's efforts to change her. Now, in the Barclay mansion. Della?
Mrs. Barclay and I just put her to bed, Chief. She's still crying.
And?
She still says she can't remember. Oh. Perry, I know she's lying, but she's pitiful and I can't help feeling sorry for her.
Yes, I know.
Is the doctor coming?
A physician is on his way. The psychiatrist will see him in the morning.
Oh, well, here's the district attorney.
What's going on here, Mason? Harrison said you tried to question Miss Barclay.
I did.
But she refused again to cooperate. Well, I won't waste time now. Where is she?
Her mother and I just put her to bed, Mr. Abt.
Bed? Now? Mason, you know I'm going to question that girl.
Not now.
Oh, won't I? This is a warrant for her arrest as a material witness. She'll talk when I take her to headquarters.
That is not the way to handle it.
I suppose your way is better. You didn't get results, Mason. You refused again to identify Gus.
Yes. Not this time, with a difference. Sue Barclay claims that she has lost her memory.
What?
She says she doesn't remember her past life.
It's ridiculous. She's lying. Isn't she lying, Mason?
I think she is, but not for a ridiculous reason.
Well, I refuse to wait any longer. Miss Street, you will please inform Miss Barclay she's to put on her clothes and come here immediately. Well, very well. I'll send for a guard.
Wait.
Why?
Because I have something to tell you.
And why should I listen to you, Mason?
Because you didn't see the girl. I did.
In that shape?
Yes.
All right. I'll talk to her before taking her in.
Leave her alone, Ann.
Leave her alone? Is that your advice as a medical man, Mr. Mason?
Abt.
I'll use my own judgment, thanks.
Your judgment as a medical man? Well, I'll wait for the doctor's time, though.
Doctor? What doctor?
Why, since I'm not a psychiatrist, I called on one for advice.
You did?
Yes. You see, I'm aware that I don't know everything, Mr. Abt. Mr. Abt, have you ever seen a human mind crack up? Yes, of course you have. Suzanne is only pretending she lost her memory. But I feel it won't take much to tip her over the ragged edge of real lunacy. You've seen it happen. If one more ounce of pressure is brought to bear on... Well, I'm no expert, Mr. Abt, so I called the psychiatrist and repeated what I observed. And the psychiatrist says the girl is to be let alone for a few hours, and under no circumstances is she to be questioned. Now, here is the psychiatrist's name. Perhaps you recognize it.
Yes.
And the phone number. Suppose you call and give the psychiatrist the benefit of your advice.
All right, Mason. You've got your way.
Oh, my way. You think I like this? The man responsible for Suzanne Barclay's condition is walking around free, and we can't touch him. Not yet. Since we have to wait, we'll wait.
Nobody likes it but the man called Gus.
Just the same, Mason, I don't intend to vacate this warrant.
Okay, Aunt, okay. Now, excuse me, will you? I have things to do.
As you well know, Gus is August Jansen. A few moments ago, Gus Jansen let Kate Beekman out of his car a block from the Beekman home. Now, as Kate starts into the apartment building...
Hello, Katie.
Oh, Pa, I didn't see you.
You almost ran over me.
Aren't you going inside, Pa?
Yeah, in a minute. Sit down by me on the steps, woman.
Oh, you want to talk?
Sure, I want to. Remember me, kid? I'm your father. I know you haven't seen me the last couple of months.
I've seen you, Pa.
Yeah, yeah, in passing. You're always going to work when I come home, vice versa.
Pa.
How come you're not working tonight, baby?
Oh, I got the evening off, and I went out to dinner.
Yeah. Katie, I'm not real sure, but I thought I saw you get out of a flashy car a minute ago over in the corner of Myrtle and Adams. I wasn't sure it was you.
It was Gus let me out a block away because he's late.
Gus. The fellow took you to dinner.
Yes.
He's got a real flashy car. Who is he, baby?
Gus Jansen. He has part interest in the nightclub.
Yeah. Is he an older fellow?
No, he's young and, well, real young to be so successful. And he's nice, Pa. He's polite and nice-looking.
I think your mother told me about him.
She doesn't know about him.
That's what I mean. Why don't you bring him home, baby?
Oh, no reason. It just hasn't been convenient. You know how things are sometimes.
How do you like your job now, Jimmy? See, I've got a reason for asking. Do you know where I've been, Jimmy? House hunting.
House hunting?
Yeah, it's a secret. I wanted to surprise your mother. Katie, I'm going to make enough money to move out of town a ways and buy a house. Nothing fancy, but a house big enough for you and your mother and sister and
Jack. Oh, Pa.
Yeah, kid, yeah. We're going to bring your brother and sister home.
Oh, I'm so glad,
yeah,
Pa.
Yeah, it'll mean a lot
to you. To all of us.
Especially your mother.
Oh, yes.
Ord hasn't talked about missing him. She didn't have to talk. That dream is coming true, Katie. Mr. Nicholas has given me the title General Manager. General Manager of the Nicholas Importing. I've got the authority and the title.
And the money.
Yeah, but that's not the important thing.
What?
Oh, the dough is important. Sure it is, but... Well, the title and authority means... Well, pride, self-respect. Money doesn't buy self-respect.
What are you saying, Pa?
Honey, I'm saying dough is fine if everything else is okay.
If you're saying Gus Jansen isn't okay...
I don't know, baby. Maybe he is. But there's some reason you don't want us to meet him.
But there isn't. It hasn't
all
been
right.
convenient.
All right, okay.
Really, Pa, he's just
well,
as nice as he can be.
Let's leave Mr. Jansen out of it.
Out of what?
I want you to quit your job in the nightclub.
Pa!
Now, wait a minute. When you got the job, you said we needed dough. Your Ma and I had a dozen reasons why we didn't want you to work there, but... There was that one big reason you had. We needed dough. Okay. Mother and I couldn't argue because we did need dough. We don't need it now, kid. Look, don't make up your mind now. Just think about it. You have thought about it. All right, be smart, kid. You got the job in the nightclub. You had the experience. Okay, now get out of it. We don't need the dough now. Look, I talked to you out here so your mother wouldn't know. She wants you to quit.
She hasn't said.
She don't have to say. You know she don't. Now you think about it, Jane.
I will.
Promise.
Cross my heart.
Thanks, baby.
Meanwhile, in the palatial residence of J.T. Doherty, crime boss...
You'll have to excuse me, my dear. Now, don't pout. I'll be gone only a moment. Now, hurry. Yes? Oh, yes, August. I want to see you Monday at 9 o'clock in my office. No, I'll tell you then. I'm having a business conference this weekend. Oh? Did you take Miss Beekman home? Making progress? Good, very good. Our business Monday concerns Miss Beekman and Perry Mason. I'll tell you when I see you. I've got to get back to my conference. Good night, all this.
Well, what do you think J.T. has in mind for Perry Mason? And how does this affect Kate Beekman? There'll be important and exciting developments in the immediate future. So by all means, join us on Monday, won't you?